The following is an unrehearsed interview with Pauline Kenner, the bookmobile librarian for the Harlan County Public Library. The tape is being made for the Oral History Commission and the Department for Libraries and Archives as part of the project Bookmobiles and Historical Perspective. The interview is conducted by Gene Wiggins in Harlan, Kentucky, on January 17, 1986. Thank you, Pauline, for rearranging your schedule today to come over and meet me and talk about your experiences as a bookmobile librarian in the state. First of all, could you give me a little bit of background on yourself, what you've done before, and how and why you got into the bookmobile business?
That would be a little difficult to do, but briefly, I just want to say that I have a real heart for the bookmobile and a real heart for books. And because of all the things that's happened in my background, I figure that's why I've landed in the position I'm in today, because I didn't go looking for this job. It sort of came to me.
Oh, great.
I came from Indiana, okay, and I was born a preacher's daughter, but not a very good preacher, you know. He meant well, but yeah. So I grew up, and I had a pretty good intellect, I'd say. I didn't have any training, but when I went to school, I didn't really have to learn much. I was always teaching others, you know, and they'd take me out of school and put me in the library, and I worked in the library through there. But because of that background, we moved to California when I was 12 years old, and I became such a total rebel. You know, I rebelled against everything that, you know, Christian, and I got into drugs and was, you know, a real problem child. And I got kicked out of the state. They thought, well, she's just in the bad hands, you know. But anyhow, thus began my life as an alcoholic. And I became a chronic alcoholic, and I couldn't find any answers in life. And I kept going to books because I thought books had the answer, you know. And so it ended up with, I was landed in a lifestyle where for about 14 years I was married to an older man, and I had the mates, the Cadillacs, the, you know, anything you wanted, traveled to New York and all that kind of stuff, and a house full of servants to do everything. And that's really a perfect life for an alcoholic, you know, because there's no responsibility. But, you know, I woke up one day and I said, man, I got to do something with my life. So I always thought books had the answer, back to school. So I went to college. You know, and I kept searching for answers and all that. And one of my years there at college, though, I had a really great experience with the library because I was put in independent research. And I didn't like that course very well, but it was one of the most valuable ones I've ever had because it taught me so much about the library and the availability of what's there, you know. So anyhow, after a crash and a fall and I went on a lot of spiritual paths through yoga and all the Eastern religions and all that sort of stuff, you know. Well, I came back to the religion of my childhood, you know. I have accepted Jesus, and he's changed my life. So I landed in Harlan about 5 or 6 years ago. And I had met, by this time I had crashed to the bottom and come to, you know, lost everything before I found everything. And this job just came to me. I'd gone through my involvement in AA, and I was for several years until I really did find Jesus. And I was sitting at an AA meeting in this job of the bookmobile. Well, I figured, no way, because that bookmobile looked to me like it was twice as big as the road, and I was used to these big flat roads and in Indiana, and I'd never been in the mountains, and I had a little Volkswagen. So I just shut, well, I'll tell you how bad it was on one of my experiences when she was training me. There was this big coal truck coming on this narrow road, and I just shut my eyes and prayed, and I said, now listen, something's got to get better than this. I can't go around driving, you know,
with my eyes. Were driving with your eyes closed?
But anyhow, after that got mastered, that became no problem. And then, of course, all the stories, I had an old bookmobile, and it was forever breaking down or something happening, but now this, we got a new bookmobile, and it's serving the county nicely. But
how long ago was this when you began as bookmobile librarian here?
3.5 years ago, right? And since that time, I always thought I was just there temporarily. I was always going to leave. But since that time, you know, so many things my eyes have been opened to so many things, and the potential for the Bookmobile Library. And there are so many needs out there in the community. And there's so many need makers, but there's a great lack of communication. And if we could ever just get those together, we could see some great improvements in our society. You know, we had all kinds of plans for last summer, just really starting out on reaching out in the summer reading program for the kids. Because if we're, okay, in college I majored in biology and a natural resource minor, but I never really had a heart for it. It was just all intellectual knowledge. But I came to the mountains and they captured me and I fell in love with them, you know, and I thought of all those things that are coming back to me. And people, they don't have a respect for the land. And last year I was in a course with James Good on Appalachian culture and the authors. And I had never been exposed to the authors, and I met, I did a research on Jesse Stewart. And I learned about James Steele, and Jesse Stewart's heart for the land. And we are a part of the land, you know, it's part of us. And people have lost that since so many things have come along the TV box, you know, and they're not out in it. But all those things I can see, if we can reach the children, that's the ones that we must reach if we're going to raise up a generation that's going to make some positive changes in this community, in an environment, no matter what their parents think, but we can reach the children. That's what I go into schools and I tell the kids. I worked with I worked with the Natural Resource Department, volunteered, you know, and I went into the school. And just the ones I normally go to, and I'd mention it to a few teachers, well, I got a nice little thank you card, and he said that it had twice the number of schools involved in Harlan County, praise the Lord. And I'd go in, and like this one guy, he said, well, tell us a little about it. Well, I didn't really know that much, but I said, how many of you have ever heard your mommy or daddy yell about the water? Or, you know, yeah, yeah. And then I go on and say that, and you get their attention. And then I say, you are going to be the ones that are going to be responsible for solving some of these problems we have in the community, you know, and how the reading of the books will stretch their minds, you know, and they get really excited and they get involved. And if you could, children have such a great potential. Their minds are so wasted. If we could just get them turned on to books and the right books. This one program I was working on last year up in Holmesville, it's a real remote area, and they don't have much contact. And I regret that I don't have the time to spend up there that I'd like to, because it's needed.
And this is what down there?
Holmesville.
It's at the
end of the county. But I was talking, there's so many children in this county, in those isolated areas. They come from parents of alcoholics, or they have all kinds of home problems. Those children aren't going to have a chance much unless someone reaches out to them. And to get the children to understand the children, I thought about getting some of the bright ones, you know, that are bored. They don't have anything to do, mm-hmm. to tutor with the younger ones on a one-to-one. And that would raise up, they'd go to school, they wouldn't be behind, they would be reading at their own level, no matter what the background. But just, and teach them about love and acceptance. And explain to other children, they don't all have the same backgrounds and the same advantages, you know. And it's just a matter, there's so many ways and so many means that we could use to reach out to the people. And then there's so many women sitting at home bored. They'd love to have something to do. Well, we got something for them to do, you know, if they don't think they're qualified. All they have to have is a heart that cares. And everything else will work out. You know, and willing to make that commitment and seeing the importance of it. So, like I say, there's many ways.
I'll bet you succeed in getting a lot of those people onto the Bookmobile, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. We had.
What are some of your techniques? You've already implied many of them right there. But so this lady is sitting there bored. How do you get her onto the Bookmobile and interested in some new subjects?
Well, it's like I have an insight into personal people, you know, their hearts. It's like a gift, and I know kind of what books to lead them to, which will lead them to maybe some better ones, you know. And it's just great to, the number one, I suppose of all of our books, the one that circulates the most is the Harlequins, you know. But there are better quality books. And we talk, I talk about anything and everything with everybody. And so, you know, I've talked to several of them, and they've never read a Kentucky author or a Kentucky book. And I would never have had that interest had I not had that course and been exposed to so many things. And I say, wow, well, you ought to read this book about so-and-so, you know. I don't know all of them yet, but I'm gradually learning as I go. And another thing that I do, because people like to help, I'll give them a book and say, I don't have time to read this book. Would you read it and tell me? You know, and it's just great because they come back and their minds have been opened up to some things. And then I have so many different people. Like if this person likes a book and reads it and likes it, I know she's about the same level as this one over here. And I can say, you'll like this book, you know, because, so I don't have to know all of the books or all the authors intimately, but it's just like you're knowing the people. And you can get them involved in reading books that way. And there's just a lot of ways.
I think you must be using them all. You're a shrewd operator, I can tell. And that's what we need out there. Tell me a little bit about your present schedule and the kinds of places you go to and then some of those people.
Okay, Harlan County is a very large county. And I have a 3-week schedule. And one day out of the 3 weeks, I have for office work and inside. And I don't get to go to all the places I would like to go. There is a need in Harlan County for another bookmobile, really, after some other things are established, because it is such a large county. And I'm just limited. I cannot take on anymore, just like these remote areas. There's this one run I go up there. I'm exhausted by the time I come back, and I can't really give of my best because the load's so heavy. And I feel frustrated because there's so many more that want the service, and I had to put a stopping point, you know. Mm-hmm. I cannot go on up the rest of the way. I do in the summer, you know. But I go to some of the schools, some of them, not all of them.
Do you have several elementary schools out in the county still?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I do go to nearly all of the elementary school. Not all of them, though. I can't have them, you know. And then there's new Christian schools coming up. And I go to some of the smaller private schools because they don't have much library. And, you know, it's just, you have to make a decision. This one, when I came on, this was serving this one school. It's a new consolidated school. But I found that they had a good library right in the center of the school, you know, and it was, and the teachers weren't that responsible and so forth. So I dropped that to pick up 3 other smaller schools, you know. And so you have to make those decisions. I have a lot of private personal home stops. And I know that they're talking about doing away with that and having community. And there's, but I, it wouldn't work very well in Harlan County. I would like to have some community stops, but there is something about that on one-to-one relationship with people that can make the difference and make the impact in the county. Had I not met these people on a one-to-one relationship, I wouldn't really know their potentials or what they're available to do, or, you know, it would be a really sad. And then another thing, the older people. They love it, you know, even if some of them can't read, but they just love to have the book up anymore. I mean, their eyes are going bad, but because they've developed a little love thing with the bookmobile and the bookmobile librarian, they still look forward, you know, to it. This woman said, then when they were talking about taking the bookmobile off, you know, and she said, oh, she said, I sure hope they don't do that. She said, I'll take books off there whether I can read them or not. You know, because, and she likes her grandkids, you know, now they're using it, you know. And it can run through generations. And I've got some younger boys that just have, you know, loved me. I had problems with them. They'd stay home every day. The bookmobile was new to them. But by that, now this one that I'm thinking of, Straight Creek, he had a father that did not go to school. He was a minor, and he sees no reason for his son to go to school. And his wife would like just the opposite, but she's a typical mountain-type family, and he's the head. And so every time, I encourage them all summer long, and you know, so you can have influence there and change the generation, you know. And I could see about in our summer reading program really reaching out and connecting up with Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Cub Scouts, all them. We could clean up the community. We could teach the children. We have a fishing game place that I'm just now learning about. I'm just going to join that. And I thought, what a great place for environmental awareness to have, you know, because these children don't really have anything to go. We have Pine Mountain Settlement School over there, and I have a good reading program set there, and we've got good people over there. But do you know Holmes Mill, all these places? Pine Mountain Settlement School, they know nothing about it, and they come here from all over the United States training program in the environment, on the environment and such. It's beautiful and it's marvelous. And I thought, well, as a reward, if we could ever get it all together, to establish reading centers all over, you know. And then as a big reward, everybody gets to go to Pine Mountain Settlement School and we have a big party out there on the lawn, you know. Well, I had a lot of big ideas that didn't come into, but we did end up doing that, you know, and it was a start. Last year, I mean, my library, she got, I usually, before last year, I had about, the first year I had 30 kids on the Brooklyn field, and next year 50, then 70. And then I thought, man, I could see the potential, and ideas started coming, and I ordered 300, you know, folders and stuff, and she liked to die. You know, she said, what are you doing? Have you lost your mind? And, but anyhow,
that's wonderful.
So we started in five different places I could get enough people. Well, I couldn't get there, and I just about dropped the idea, and the head librarian picked it up. And she and took the summer health worker, and they went to these different places and put on the programs, because I couldn't get it all together out there, you know. And it was a real team effort, and we ended up with triple the amount of kids that we'd had before. And it's just a start. I can see where we could have thousands, and we can do it working together. And, you know, just like I talked to her the other day, you know, it's time again. I said, I haven't even really had time to get back out and get these people motivated, you know. And she said, I said, what are your plans for this year? Because I didn't know how she was feeling. She said, well, I'd like to expand the one, you know. So I said, great. And she's just been wonderful and really, you know. And
so you see unlimited programming potentials on the bookmobile, right?
Unlimited. That is right. And books are, you know, such mind molders, and if we can reach them while they're young and get them hooked on books, you know, and not only that, love, you know, because on some of these places I'd like to do, there's that Cranks Creek Survival Center up here that's been started. It's in an outpost of the canyon, you know, and nobody knows about it either, but they've done some good things, and they're getting some help from Appalachian people, and that is another very poor section, and there's so much that could be done there. Just, you know, like I would, the kids, you know, to get them to come to a certain place, you know, we were going to use that as it did get established, but I didn't get to be there. But I could see we're getting the program started, and I'm not really too much in for competition, but I would like to see a challenge, you know, and a game thing. Well, they could earn so many points if they go read a book to an old lady that can't read, or some wash your windows if they can't read a book. But something, you know, and the ones that are growing up as good readers, and there are a few, for them to be able to reach out to other children, you know, to help them and to make reading fun, you know, because it's going to take a lot, because TV has just about, you know, when you're raised with the TV as your babysitter, or, you know, you're bombarded with that, you got to just almost have visual impact before you can get. But reading, and I wish the authors would realize that, we've got to have pretty covers, because those are the books that the kids reach for, colorful illustrations, you know, because I can get, you know, kids that won't, but I don't like to read, and I say, well, look at this one, look at all these pictures, you know. Yeah, that appeals to them. If it's got visual as well as, you know, well, not too much writing on the pages for some of them.
And at least until we get them hooked. Huh?
That's right, until we get them hooked and brainwashed and stimulated and opened up, you know. And that's coming too, because there's more, I have more requests for GED information and that. Everybody's getting a GED. And not only that, some big old macho men that were coal miners and stuff, they're learning to read for the first time, and it is beautiful. Because if you get someone like that, a big old bird, Hensley up there, and Smith, that's looked up to, Smith's kind of a bad reputation, rough old guys, you know. And he's a real challenge. He's reading as I can read. Now, he needs a better programming for teachers being taught and that. He's trying to do it on his own right now, and that doesn't work very well. He needs the guidance of one of the reading programs, you know. And I'm all for the law back for the, you know, teaching the adults to read.
Do you have a program?
Yes, it's been started, you know. But another thing that's lacking in this day of massive communication is the communication within the neighborhood and one another. And with the use of videos, there is unlimited potential. Now, why somebody can't, up there in the library, can't put one of those teaching programs on a video cassette, because we now have a video player, but it's never been out of the box, nobody has. And then whoever wanted to tutor, they could come there, and most of us have had some training, and we could stand there on a one-to-one, and they could learn any time, because it's hard to get everybody together at one time. And sometimes I think you can get more accomplished with just, you know, on one-on-one on that type of a program, because it's a heart program too, if it's going to work. Like, I see so many people that need to learn to read out here, you know. I need to match them up. That's what the Bookmobile librarian can do, because she's such an outreach service. I've made great friends in the school systems that I go to, and they're wanting to help too. So many people are willing, but they lack the planning that you were talking about being so important. But it can be done, you know. Good things.
How do you deal with your schools? Do the children come onto the Bookmobile, or does a representative from the class come on, or the teacher?
Okay.
It
varies. Generally, in the first three grades, I take book bags with 12 books, you know, and rotate them around among the class. And then the older kids, I usually have 2 to 4 come out, and I work with them to help them pick out the books. And I encourage the teachers to rotate, you know, so everybody gets a chance, you know. But here recently, and I don't know how well it's going to work out because of my timing, I've gone around with some of the elementary classes now and taken 5 at a time out, you know, to let them, because I think it's important. They love the Bookmobile, and I got one of those sound, da-da-da-da, you know, one of those horns. And their eyes are, the Bookmobile, you know. And so for them to come on there and be aware that it is from the public library. And that's another thing we need to encourage is for parents to take their kids on trips to the library so that they've been exposed. I knew this one teacher, she took her class now on a trip to the library, and they were participating in that free pizza. I can ramble on so many things. Do you know about the pizza program?
I have heard about it, but not in depth.
Well, some of our schools heard about it. The library never heard a thing about it, didn't know one thing about it. But this one teacher, now she's a teacher with heart and involved, you know, she thought how important that would be to get her children hooked on books. So she got them in this pizza program. Pizza came out with this dynamite program where the kids get a free pizza for reading so many books, and it goes on for a few minutes. So all of her kids got a trip to the Pizza Hut, and they made the library their stop, you know, for the day to tour the library. And so when I came in, she was asking them, well, how many of you have ever been to the library? You know, how many of your parents have ever taken you? There was one child in that class that had ever been taken to the library. You know, and by going home and saying they got to go to the library or they got to go to the Bookmobile, you know, we need to encourage more participation. You know, the thing that boggles my mind is that in ancient history, the library was only for the very elite. They knew. It was the wellhouse of knowledge, the most important institution in the whole world. And here, our world has gotten all turned upside down, and the library is supposedly the pits, you know. But I think all that's changing. We're bringing it back up where it belongs, you know.
Do you have one public library in Harlan County?
Yeah. Well, no, we have two now.
Okay.
There's one over in Cumberland.
All right. Mm-hmm. But with the area of the county, it's still difficult for the students to get to the library.
Oh, yes, that's right, because it's completely in that end of the county, the other library. There needs to be, you know, it'd be great if there were some branches. But I think even before they are established, we need to turn the kids on to the libraries and, you know, make them want to go, you know, to the library. And like the bookmobile being so effective, but it cannot service everybody. Last year, I had 200 children sign up. I like to, you know.
Sign up for?
On the summer reading program, you know, going from 30 to 50 to 70. And that was with me not even going into the schools and saying anything much, you know. But I mean, they were just coming because I would love to go into school dressed up in a costume and turn them on, you know, but what would I do? I can't handle anymore.
Do you have any assistants on the bookmobile?
No, and there is definitely a need for an assistant in the summer because children are loose, and when the children are loose, they come on, well, the parents come on. June is usually my most heavily enrollment for new patrons on the bookmobile, and it is really heavy all summer. Now, last summer, I did have a girl that went with me a few days and to help me with the paperwork because you have to fill out all these cards, you have to find out where they live and all this kind of stuff. And I needed someone really all the time, or even someone that would help with getting the books ready each day or doing some of the work that I have to do inside. Just sort of be ready to go. And like I say, some of these kids that their parents come out and sign up, well, they continue using the bookmobile throughout the year, and I encourage them to. You know, I'll say, you know, take your kids some books. But like I said, I can't encourage too many more because I can't handle it. But I would like to channel most of the kids to different county locations. That's my goal, is to get new programming at the local level, held either in a church or some sort of a building, and in every area of the county, you know, and getting local volunteers there. And the light, I found they're willing, but they were, you learn from your mistakes and the problems, and I've learned a lot from last year. They were very willing to do it, but there were so many things to do, they got confused and gave up. Well, what I've learned now, we establish the program, tell them what film to show, what story, what to do, blah, 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 blah. Give them a list, and boom, you got all kinds of people that are willing to help, you know. So I can see that as being an improvement for this year. And we'll try that. We'll start in probably one or two more new locations. But like I say, I would like to channel more of the kids to the local areas, although they still want to use the bookmobile because the bookmobile is so special. And another thing, if I go to the grocery store, the bookmobile librarian is a very visible character in the community, you know. I never go to the grocery store before there's not some kid yanking on their mommy, "Mommy, Mommy, look, here's the bookworm," or something. She said, "What?" You know. And that gives you another opportunity. And if they see a, you know, a friendly face and a happy time, that the image of the library kind of has a better image, too, because we've too long have had such a negative image of the library with a down and out, quiet, and all this kind of stuff, you know. But that image has to change. And when you change the image in the minds of people, that changes things, you know. And I'm looking forward to getting the Friends of the Library Society. We must have involvement from the community. And I know that there's a lot of people that I could go talk to, you know, but it's another idea for planning and getting it, because I don't really know what the rules and stuff, but our librarian's been reading a book on it, and I went over and took the bookmobile library, or bookmobile over to the Southeast Swapping Meeting that's held at the community college last year, was going to try to promote it, but I didn't really know that much about it and didn't have any posters or anything made.
Friends of the library can serve as a support group for your bookmobile, for help there, and many other programs in the community.
We're going to have to pause for a minute while we turn to the other side of our tape. It sounds as if you have an exciting year-round schedule of programming on the bookmobile, and particularly summer reading program. What other ideas have you regarding the bookmobile's involvement in the summer reading program?
Well, I would like to see more of the business community become involved in it, as far as maybe allowing the kids to put posters on the windows and for them sponsoring gifts or prizes, because the library is absolutely poverty poor. I get zero type allowance for anything on the bookmobile, you know. And little things can encourage children, you know. And not only with the business community, probably when they could see the importance of these reading programs and see the importance of books, they would become more involved in sponsoring the library, standing up for it and promoting it and helping when needed, you know. It's not that they don't care, it's just that they don't think about it. Some of them just need to have their eyes open. And so that's an exciting thing in the future, because when the business, and just about most of our businesses, I believe, would be very, very beneficial to the library, helpful, and be glad to do it, you know, because children are our future. They know it. They want, the business leaders especially want a well-educated, you know, public, you know, so that they're working and jobs, and what jobs aren't available here, there'll be a way to create them with creative minds, you know. And so I can see a lot of good, because maybe once again the library will gain the importance in the community that it not only deserves, but at one time had, you know.
Is there ever an opportunity for bringing together the children involved in the summer reading program from the bookmobile and the main library? Do you get them together for...
We haven't had it in the past. Like I said, last year was the first time, but it was certainly my idea to have them all over there because they had so much to offer. And last year, of course, it was on Kentucky and at Pine Mountain Settlement School, with all their emphasis on Appalachian culture and so forth. It would have been great. So, but there was some there, you know, but not nearly like what I would have liked to have seen it. But I can see in the future where things will have to get better. One problem is that we never know what we're doing. We haven't in the past, lack of planning until the minute before or just a few days before. Well, I can't reach my people 3 weeks behind and let them know. So it's very important on the bookmobile system to have planning in advance in order that I can reach the entire community. And another thing I would love to have, and they've talked about it, but it hasn't materialized yet, on the outside, the bookmobile could be a great promotion of different things in the community, like a bulletin board, because it could be read all over the county wherever I am at different times, you know. What's going on here, something's going on there, activities that the Friends of the Library have decided to come up with, or the local groups, you know, and maybe they would invite each other to come, you know. And another thing I would love to start, when I'd like to get in money, I would like for all the children that use the bookmobile to have their own little card, I'm a bookmobile kid or something, you know, something to make them feel proud, you know. I've seen them now, I've started with some of them, kindergarten, and there's not one mother that gets on there that I don't ask her, do you read to your child? You're never too young to start, you know. And I say it in such a way that I said, do you realize that it puts patterns in their brains that they never get any other way? And then you'll come back, they've been reading, you know. And I think, oh, well, that's good, because if you can get them started young in those words, you know. Where was I going on that?
You were going after more bookmobile papers, I think. Do you have subjects of interest in high demand with your bookmobile patrons?
Well, with the women, it's mostly romance, and but there's always some, you know, that there's a big demand for craft books in this area, which we have too few of. Our problem is that we do not have the right books to meet the needs of the people in the community usually at all times, you know. And another thing I've noticed, children, they don't seem, so many of them, since they lack just the joy of reading a book for a good story, they will think they have to be learning something. So actually, I have more requests for nonfiction juvenile books. We get tons of books down there at that library. juvenile, they're never taken up. They're not red. They're too big, you know, for the kids on the movement. But I try to pick out the thin ones, because if you go to hand them a book that size, the first thing they look, they're overwhelmed. And I understand that. I used to get disgusted, but I understand it now. So I started with these smaller books, you know, and get bigger. And we need more animal books. We need more, many more books on the environment in colorful ways that would reach the children, because, you know, that's important that they clean up their heads and their environment follows, and a lot of other good things that straight path. And so books on electronics and things of the future, because boys' minds can be stimulated, but we don't have the books to feed them. I have lots of boys that would never read a book, but they're always asking me if I got a book on how to build something, how to learn something, or rockets or something like this, you know. And so I can see that as being needed to be looked into or investigated. If we would take off half of the books that are never taken off the shelves, we'd have a lot more room.
How often do you alternate books on the bookmobile?
I'm constantly alternating books. I'm blessed with a library, and I have free access to the library. In fact, that's one of the time-consuming things, because each day I go, it's different people and different things, you know. And so I try to take each day with what's going to be the deeds for that day. And so I rotate the books a lot, and like I say, I feel like I'm just new at this, and my mind's being opened more each year. And so as I see the needs more clearly, and the books become available to have stock on there, what they will have. But for the very near future, we need colorful books to reach a lot of colorful idea books. And even, you know, a lot of our older people that will not read a book, if I hand them something that's got some pictures and stuff, they'll go for it. Yeah.
We have talked primarily about educational type institutions you serve and your home stops. Are there agencies such as rest homes, hospitals, places like that, where you make stops?
Yes. Oh, yes. One of my favorite places is the Laurels. Now, that place needs some help, because it's one of our nicest, it is the nicest nursing home. I mean, it's not where they're sick, but just unable to care for themselves. Mm-hmm. Now, I've gone to the nursing home where they're very, very sick, and there's not really that demand there. And so I've kind of stopped that one and put more emphasis over on the other one. I have a little, they're sitting there like waiting to die. There is no reason for all this negative depression. But I tell you, when I walk in, their faces light up, you know. But I always bring them a lot of magazines, because I can't get them to read books, but they'll like to look at them. Uh-huh. Or look at the pictures, look at the magazines. But I can see if we would offer them a program. Not only the director would like it, but they would love that. And that's another thing I wanted to institute in the summer reading program, was getting a group of children going to the nursing home, letting the children tell them a story. They love children. And children, you know, because it would just open up their hearts, you know. And I thought, well, we could show them a film, you know, take the kids too or something like that. And a film, even, you know, kids' films, or have somebody get up and tell a story or act out a puppet show. I know that they would be as delighted as the children, and the children's enthusiasm would be contagious, and it would just open up a ways there for an opportunity to, well, maybe you'd like to read this book, a large print, show them that they would never have thought about before, or get them into the reading, the ones that can't see, get them into that program for the, you know, with the cassette, the free reading program. That is such a beautiful service that was offered in this state, and it is not known about. There is such a lack of communication. And it also, it takes not just telling them about it, but maybe experiencing it with them and showing them or something. I would love to do that. You see, I lack in time, but there will be a way that somebody will do that for the time and the work. And that's for the elderly. And then I have some shut-ins, a few that I service, but there's probably many more. But that's why I figure, as the little community neighborhood programs began in the Bookmobile Summer Reading Program, there is where we're going to be able to reach out and find out the needs of the locals and be able to serve them much better. people working together.
Right. And knowing what your own community needs.
Yes.
You do have to zero in on it. About how many books do you circulate per month from the bookmobile?
It varies from anywhere from 2,500 to 4,000, I would say that's what on the report. But I feel like statistics are useless on the, I really do. That used to frustrate me so much. And I find out that everybody keeps them in a different way, and it does not tell you much of anything. I can circulate 2,000 Harlequins, you know, but there's this five books over here that reached, I don't know how many people, changed their lives, you know. So I don't feel like statistics are important at all in determining anything. Well, I know they're important, but not as far as reaching number of people or whatever, you know, because sometimes your new readers, you can get the new readers involved, and they're only going to check out one or two books. That's all they can handle. But their lives are being changed. But over here, I have some that are so addicted to their Harlequins, they hide them under the mattress, you know, they have to have their 50 new ones a day. That's a lot of time consuming trying to keep up with them. Bless their hearts, I love them, but, you know. What does that tell you, about statistic-wise, is what I'm saying. Is that improving our educational system? Not necessarily, you know. And Westerns, I have a lot. I have this one dear old man out the Laurels, bless his heart. I take down, he loves his Westerns, you know, and I have a little hard time keeping up taking him 45, 50 new ones every time I go. But right now he's into this thing where he's reading all the time. So
you go every 3 weeks to those places.
Uh-huh.
Is the circulation on the library, regardless of our statistic, is that a good portion of the overall circulation of the public library here?
I believe it's about half.
Mm-hmm. So you're at least moving about half as many books as the public library.
Right.
Do a lot of your patrons come into the public library? Do they use both the bookmobile and the?
I have, yes, I'd say some of them do. I wouldn't know what percentage, but I know I have school teachers that will check books for me, where they're checking out books for the children maybe, and they use the library, and other people that aren't too far out. Some of them that are very far out now, they just don't have the opportunity. This is a very poor county, and they don't have gas money, and some of them do not have vehicles, and some of them would love to go to the library, but they just don't have the opportunity. And I think that the bookmobile librarian should definitely give emphasis to the outermost parts of the library, because those are important. The ones inside, I have a lot of people that use the bookmobile just because it's convenient, you know. And sometimes I wish I could drop some of those stops to have put more emphasis on the outer regions of the library. And we have this one community up here, Everts, I don't even serve it. And it's a community large enough to, at one time, I guess, earlier they had a library. But I mean, I stepped into the job in a pattern that it had run in the past. And I've never been able to clear me a day where I would have to serve that community effectively. And but we did establish a program there, the summer reading program, but it was not good because they didn't get the books back, and there was a lack of any responsible person there to help out. But I'm hoping we'll remedy that this year, find somebody, because my goodness, they have a school there and all, but their library isn't great, and they have a lot of trouble up in that community. They need help. And I think, you know, if they had a little library there, the children could go there, you know, maybe just have a little summer program somewhere to help encourage them with books. And I'm sure that they would be interested. Of course, there is a lot of traffic between Harlan and Everett, but there's lots that doesn't.
Are you able to pick up any new stops during the summer when schools are not in session? Just for the summer?
Yes, I do. Since I do not have the schools, I can go to places where I can't go. But the demand is much greater in the summer. But, you know, like I one stop and whoo, you know, I had them, last year was just phenomenal. Now there is a real thirst and increase for library, because without it, the promoting it, there'd be some places I'd stop, they'd be lined up for a long way back, and you know, this is great, but how am I going to handle all of it? So in those cases, I can see a need for a community stop, which I've been thinking about starting a couple of them, not dropping my personal things, but for people that I can't get to. Now, there's some runs that I just can't take any more stops, one-to-one, the way things are. But I can see a need for, maybe not right away a library as such, but using a grocery store or different places to leave books. Now, my supervisor is not very into this. She's afraid we'll lose too many books. But I think, you know, with a lot of paperbacks, and you're going to lose some books. That's just all there is to it. Until we get these little neighborhood programs going, then the book, we won't lose as many. Because I found that I had one person, I had her, bless her heart, she died this past year, but she would get on the phone, call for me all night, or knew the people personally. It's very important for the bookmobile librarian to know key people in the area personally, because you can't go running after all those books, but they can help you. And one of the first things I ask a person, I don't ask them to give me a reference, I'll say, do you know so-and-so? And if they know them on a personal, or somebody that I know, it's a lot easier for me to say, oh, well, come aboard and get your books, because, you know, it's a real help.
Do you have a high rate of loss?
It's been getting better, you know, as I grow in the job, because, you know, there is so much to learn in this job. And as I begin to know the people better, and I've seen a great improvement in my schools, too, because it used to be the biggest loss, a big loss at schools, kids would take the books home and all this. Well, as I get to know the kids on a one-to-one basis, I have them make a list of all the books and not let them out till somebody signs their name, you know, and it's just been beautiful this year, and it makes my job a lot better, and because I don't like losing books, and so it's working out better. But like I say, I can see, I still feel like it's just the beginning, and I can see progress, so that's helpful. But let the kids be responsible and help you. Bless their hearts. It teaches them responsibility. It teaches them importance. A lot of them that would never think of books. Or when I go into a class, you know, like they would have had a high incident of loss, and I went in there and I said, you know, do you realize, you know, that when you keep that book and you don't have it, you are not, you're keeping a book that could be maybe somebody else wants to read. How would you feel if you asked me to bring you a book on something that you really wanted to read on, like an animal? And I'd say, well, I'd bring it to you, but I can't get it back because somebody else has got this book. Well, you could penetrate in that mind there. I pictured that child, and he understands, and he's not going to forget as easily to bring his books back, you know. A lot of it's more forgetfulness and not caring than it is deliberate theft, although there are quite a few of them.
I think it's needless to say that you feel the bookmobile is important to Harlan.
I think it is one of the most valuable assets Harlan County has, or any county, you know. They got a job to do, connecting, networking, maybe.
So you've been indoctrinated in 3.5 years.
I certainly have, and I'm just beginning
to learn. Do you have any comments on the future role of the bookmobile? Are there going to be any differences to today?
I think it will be running much more effectively. We're living in a very good time right now because the entire atmosphere of our state, with Martha Lane Collins, the emphasis on education and the need for, you know, increased library. Now, I don't like to hear them hollering all the time for money. You know, we got to go to the state, we got to go to the government. I tell these people, we need to be helping them, you know, some of them. But there is, the libraries have the least amount of money, and they have to have more money if they're going to function more effectively. But I don't say that that's the most important thing, you know. It's getting the people involved, and the role of the librarian is just to determine the needs of the county, what's needed, and take those needs through books. Books, there is so much power in the written word that, you know, and as people realize that, it can just change lives one at a time, and pretty soon you've got a lot of lives changed and for the better, and that's what I see as role for the library and the bookmobile. Get out there, reach the people. They won't come after it, go take it to them. And some of them can't come after it. And it's just a very visible symbol. And the more a positive image that it has, the more it plants in the minds of the people a positive image of the library, of books, of reading.
Well, certainly you're instigating some wonderful programs and enthusiasm, and I'm sure it's going to continue to develop over the years. So we're glad we have you in the Bookmobile program. Have you any other concluding comments you would like to make regarding Bookmobile service? I think you're glad you're a part of it.
Yes, I'm glad that I've had the opportunity to serve as a Bookmobile librarian. I would like to see requirements be raised for a Bookmobile librarian, because if the people of the state, whoever makes this determination, could see the potential. You've got to have someone to know something about books. They've got to know something about people, and they've got to have a heart that cares. More importantly, they can always learn, but they need to be taught. This is silly, sending a Bookmobile, train them 3 weeks and send them out to go to it, and not even knowing what they do or anything else. Because there's also a great potential for goofing off on that Bookmobile.
You have mentioned them, but could you kind of summarize some of the qualities you see as essential to a Bookmobile librarian?
A heart that cares, and an educated mind, at least a familiarity with books of all kinds, you know, because I just happened to be a book person that landed there, you know, and it wasn't because of my book thing, it was because I'd had a job driving a truck. I had an experience for that amount, but I mean, someone that just has an overall knowledge, you know, and if they don't have teaching before you send them out there, general categories of books and the availability, they need to know something about the different, the Dewey Decimal System, the different type of books available, the reference books available. I've learned a lot since I've been on the job, you know, and the more educated we are, the better we're able to serve the people. If you don't know it, you can't help someone, I think.
If library courses were made available to you, would you be interested in more formal study in the field?
If I weren't so overworked and had the time. Yes, I do like taking it, but I don't like taking time off of it. I need someone, a substitute, that could fill in for me, because sometimes it is overwhelming, you know, on that job, and I don't like to miss the people, and yet sometimes there are other things that need to be done, the office work or whatever.
Do you have a backup driver or substitute?
No.
If you're sick, what happens?
If I'm sick, everything closes down. If I were to die, it would be total chaos, because no one knows what I do. I know there are my people or anything else, you know. I guess lack of money, finances there or something. And lack of that silliness and about not being able to have anybody go with me on that job. Now, I have well-educated people, that, you know, the Ivy Hill type woman that doesn't have to work, but she has a heart for people. She would love to know something about the job. She would be good to fill in or help me. But because my insurance says that no one is allowed to ride with me on that Bookmobile, that disqualifies her. I have had other people that have offered to give me help, you know, and I need it at times, but because of that, it stops everything, and it stops a lot of the ideas that I have for effective planning and stuff. It would release me to be out and do some things that I could be doing, but I can't, because I don't want to leave my job either. And that needs to be taken care of, because it's a serious matter. I know it could be abused, and I know what a lot of them are thinking. Well, you know, you get somebody on there that's just playing around or whatever, but that's certainly not the case. It's actually a need, and they need to see that as such, because it can make all the difference in these programs. Just like I have so many of the ideas, they're not doing as well as I'd like to see them be doing, but they will in the future. I have great faith and great hope. I'm just a little impatient, would like to see it get going now. And I'm just grateful for the people that I've met in the library system. Now, that opened my eyes to some things and gave me some hope. Then when they started 2 years ago having that Bookmobile convention, because I felt so alone and there was no one. I didn't even bother telling my problem. You know, nobody understood anything I was doing anyhow. And when I'm meeting those other people that were involved in the same way, It was one of the best blessings I've ever had, because I came back renewed. Oh, you know, there's going to be hope. I'm not alone. And then last year it got even better. And then this year I got to go down. I went down to Frankfurt, and there's others that really are trying too out there in the fields. And I could just see it go like a education going like a blaze in Kentucky. And Kentucky could be number one out of the 50 states in education, leading the way.
Do you feel that regional meetings of bookmobile librarians more regularly could benefit you, the other bookmobile people in your particular region?
Absolutely. I never thought about that. But like I say, I feel so overworked, you know, like I can't handle a whole lot of extra, you know, going out and stuff. But see, if I had someone to take my job for one day or something and we could get together, that would be great. Because there needs to be that involvement, I think, because all of us have something to share. If we had that, we'd have better service for all the people, because a lot of the bookmobile librarians haven't even thought of some of these things. But put the seed there, and if they understood, and then when the problems are encountered by sharing them, you know, that would be great. Because I still have a problem with getting in all the books, and you know, there's still all that waiting out there. You know, with those books out there that need to be brought back, that or different things, different problems that only a bookmobile librarian would understand.
Do you encounter a number of problems with the road and weather conditions you have to encounter in this part of the state?
That's a big problem here in the mountains in the winter. But what I usually do is I always begin, you know, before bad weather comes, and they know well enough to know that they need to stock up on their books. I always tell them to get extra books in case that I can't get back, you know. And in some neighborhoods it works real well, because I can tell them about other people and they can trade the books around, you know. I've got it. That's another thing that's been happening. In different places I've got little lending libraries. They trade the books around among families and people, and it's great. And that also opens their eyes to a lot of things, because I have this one lady that she loves Kentucky books and all that. Well, this other, well, two of them had never read Kentucky books until they got into rotating them. And that worked out really well. And that was in one of the remote areas that probably wouldn't get in to use the library much in town. So I like to see that. And then I really, of course, put a lot of emphasis on the kids' books. And since I have no children of my own, I really sort of consider all the children in Harlan County my children of mine. They really are all our responsibility, because they are our future.
Well, there are many regional and state services available to you, and as you keep finding out about them, I'm sure you'll find more and more support.
That's what I said. It's this lack of this great day of massive communication. There's this lack of communication gap.
Well, hopefully we're going to be overcoming
we are.
Some of that, and that's going to add to the effectiveness of the role bookmobiles can play. You say you have a new bookmobile, right?
Yes.
Have you encountered mechanical challenges as well as literary ones?
It has been great. No, and that has been a big relief. Really, it has. It is important that the vehicles that you drive are in good working order, because when you have a vehicle that gives you nothing but headaches every day, you're not going to serve the people as well. You've got all these things to take care of. That other one I had to get outside and bang on the motor, you know, and all this. But it's important to have a good running equipment. Your job goes smoother.
A bookmobile librarian has to be a person with many talents, right?
No, that's right.
Well, thank you for sharing your talent and your enthusiasm with the bookmobile history. I look forward to many more chapters of bookmobile history in your career. Thank you so much. This has been an interview with Pauline Kenner, bookmobile librarian in Harlan County.